Deborah Cox is in the Red Velvet Cake studio.
Yes.
And at the top of the hour, Deborah Cox will do an in-studio jam.
Yes, I will.
Yes, yes, yes. Deborah Cox is, she is working on, she's working on a Broadway
production. You're going to Broadway again, Deborah?
Coming back to Broadway. Yes.
Coming back to
going
Broadway.
Back to Broadway. And this time, it's the Josephine Baker story.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. We will be doing the show in Florida at Sarasota at the Oslo Repertory Theater for six weeks. And then it will go, because you know the process, Sherry.
You've done Broadway.
I know, too.
I've been in ballet.
I just know the process. I've never been on Broadway. I just know the process.
You know the process. It's a long process. So I'm in ballet, Pilates, African. There's a lot of dancing.
You're doing dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. You don't have to work on the French part, do you?
The French part, I kind of know.
Yeah.
And the banana skirt.
I got the banana skirt, yes. Yes.
So tell us the layers of Josephine Baker. Was she
kind of cray-cray?
Very complex woman.
That's a good way of putting it.
Very complex, yes. She had a lot of fight, in her and survival. She was from the streets of St. Louis. I mean, extreme, extreme poverty. And rose to be the toast of Paris. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest black female star ever.
That had to be a lot of pressure, though. Yeah. I mean,
How do you go from St. Louis, the ghetto of St. Louis, to
Paris.
Paris and be the top in Paris? How do you do that?
How do black people do it?
When
you are great, when you have that greatness inside, it's that drive that is, you put yourself in survival mode and you just continue to work and go for it. And just, she did not look back. She just wanted to, be a superstar. That was her. She was just driven because
In the play, do you talk about all the kids that she adopted?
Yeah, she mentions because of, all these illnesses that she ended up having because she was, she fought in the French Resistance. So there were a lot of physical things that went wrong with her that she had to get taken care of. And so she ended up being, she couldn't have children. And so she was a little eccentric in the sense that she adopted 12 different children from all over the world.
She was like the Angelina Jolie before.
Michael Jackson got his inspiration for Neverland from her, with all the animals and children and that kind of thing. So
married? Did she get married?
She married several times. Several times.
And my
hero. Who's mad at that?
She's my hero too, Sherry.
But she was just on a search to find love. She was a pilot. This woman would do Broadway show and fly back to Paris in her plane.
Fly herself back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you
seven languages.
Now, is it a one-woman show?
No. There is a cast, a full cast of about 25 people. There's a young Josephine in it as well to help tell the story. It focuses on 5 years of her life, but through that 5 years, you get a real sense of who this woman was.
And when will it be on Broadway?
Probably the fall of 2016. But again, the process, once we get the theater for New York, but right now people will be able
to,
if you're in Florida, Sarasota, or you want to drive down, come see the show.
I am coming.
We'll be
April 2016.
We're coming to see it.
Deborah Cox.
So and good to have you here.
Coming up
so
at the top of the hour, Deborah Cox performs.
Love you, Deborah
the
Cox.
The in-studio
Love
jam.
Love you more, Sherry.
Got to be there at the top. You got 6 minutes.